So let's wind this up and get some music on for our interview. One of the biggest stars of children's television. Well, television, full stop.
Generally, yeah,
it's true.
Global entertainment.
Shown around the world, but huge in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
The name Peppa Pig excites children and adults alike all over the United Kingdom. And Dominic had the pleasure to meet the real Peppa Pig earlier on this week. Hello, Peppa Pig!
Hello, Chris Miles!
Hello, Peppa Pig!
Hello, Chris Miles!
There you go.
It excites bald newsreaders as well.
Really?
Let me tell you.
So they say.
She's big news. She's big in the game. Big towns.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you a little bit about Peppa Pig in case you haven't seen...
Hello, Peppa Pig!
Hello, Chris Miles!
So Peppa is a pig.
Yeah.
She has a brother called George.
Yeah.
She has a mum, and her mum's called Mummy Pig.
Daddy's called Daddy Pig.
Her dad is called Daddy Pig. They drive a red car. She likes jumping up and down in muddy puddles. She's got lots of friends.
Where do they live?
At the top of a hill.
Yeah, a really steep hill. I mean, almost impossible, you'd think, to get to in a car. But they do.
Yeah.
You know, right at the top of a hill. She's got lots of friends, Susie Sheep and Pedro Pony, and they go to school, and Madame Gazelle is the teacher and stuff. It's brilliant. I mean, a lot of people listening will know this already. This is just,
I know,
if you happen to have
general
missed
knowledge.
Out.
Yeah,
so, Peppa Pig has never before, ever, done a radio interview.
Wow.
Very much like Fireman Sam had never done a radio interview before. So they came in and I did an interview with Peppa Pig.
You were very excited.
Oh, do you know what? I apologise because I sound ridiculously excited.
That's okay.
All right. But, you know, this is the world of children's television and it is exciting. So I think we should just get into it. It is with pleasure that I say, hello, Peppa Pig.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's a pleasure for me to meet you, Peppa. Are you having a nice day so far at Radio 1?
Yes.
Good. Everyone been nice and friendly?
Definitely.
Oh, Peppa Pig's so lovely.
She really is, isn't she?
She sounds very cute.
Did you hug Peppa Pig?
Big hug with Peppa Pig.
Really?
Yeah, big hug.
Did you get a picture and everything?
I think there is a picture floating around somewhere.
It's the biggest photo of you two on the homepage.
Really? Right.
Very excited.
She was really, really nice. Now, what happened was when Peppa came in, so Peppa firstly was in the live lounge next door and then was walked into the studio and then we did the interview. However, on the way, this is how big a deal Peppa Pig is. One extra is Trevor Nelson grabbed Peppa Pig for an autograph and a photo before
she
came in.
No way.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how big she is. So I thought I would quickly just sort of mention it. You know when you came into Radio 1 today?
Yeah.
There are lots of very famous DJs, one of them being Trevor Nelson. Are you a big fan of Trevor Nelson?
Yes.
Huge. He could not believe that Peppa Pig was in the building today. He was absolutely starstruck. Does that happen to you a lot?
Yes.
Does it? And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good because, well, normally I would go up to some famous people, but then some famous people... It's just really good.
It's really good. And lots of famous people love you as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Was George there or not? Did you not meet George?
Just Peppa today.
Hello, Peppa Pig!
Yeah. Hello, Chris Miles!
Sorry about that.
So, you know, we're only 4 days away from Christmas, so there's an obvious question to ask, you know, Peppa Pig. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Definitely.
Have you got a Christmas list that you've given to Father Christmas already?
Yes.
Okay. Are you allowed to say what's on it? Are you keeping that a bit of a secret?
I'm allowed to say what's on it.
Okay. What's on your list?
I want a yo-yo.
Okay.
I would like some brand new boots for jumping in muddy puddles.
Perfect.
And I would like... That's all I've got.
Well, that's fine. Two big presents, though. And you've kind of got lots of things anyway, haven't you, I suppose?
Yes.
Wow, that's nice.
Hello, Chris Miles.
Hello, Peppa Pig.
A yo-yo and...
It's lovely, isn't it?
Welly boots.
Are you filling up?
Oh, that's brilliant.
New welly boots for jumping in muddy puddles.
Yeah, you can. I mean, she goes through them a lot.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
A lot of jumping.
Puddles.
Yeah. So one thing I thought we would do with Peppa Pig is play a game. Last game I played was on a very different theme. That was with someone else and involved smelly fingers. None of that this time. It's just it's a good old-fashioned game with Peppa Pig.
Oh.
Do you fancy playing a quick game, Peppa?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
This is a game that my games aren't particularly good. I'll warn you before we start. But this game is a game called... I'm just going to play the music and then I'll explain what the game is. Is that okay?
Yes.
Now, it's called Pig or Jig. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
What I'm going to do, Pepper, if that's okay, is give you a word that is either a dance, as in a jig, or a breed of pig. So it's pig or jig. Okay, here we go. I've never played pig or jig with Peppa Pig before, ever.
Are we doing it again?
Okay, so here is the first word. Now, Peppa, think carefully. Is this a jig or a pig? Are you ready? Salsa. What do you think that is?
I think it could be a jig.
You're right. It is a jig.
Yay!
Well done. 1 out of 1 to Peppa Pig.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying the game?
Yes.
Good. Secondly, foxtrot.
Is it a jig?
It is a jig.
Yay!
Well done. I can imagine you doing the foxtrot with your wellies on, jumping in muddy puddles. You'd be very good. Are you ready for the third one?
Yep.
Bantu.
Is it pig?
It is a pig. Yeah, yay! I've never heard of a Bantu pig. I was just on Google this morning, Googling pigs. It's weird. All right, 3 out of 3, Pepper. Well done. Are you enjoying this so far?
Yeah.
Good. Next one, red wattle.
Oh, that sounds like a pig.
It does sound like a pig. You're right.
Yay!
It is a pig. 4 out of 4. You're going for 100%. Are you ready? The tango.
It sounds like a drink.
It does sound like a drink. It does.
I think it could be a dance.
It is a jig. That's 5 out of 5. And one more for a clean sweep. Are you ready?
Okay, then.
Are you ready? It's called the mule foot.
That's a pig.
It is a pig.
Yay!
6 out of 6. Well done, Peppa Pig. You're brilliant. You're officially brilliant. Have you ever played that game before?
No.
No. Do you think you'd like to play that game ever again?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you very, very much indeed. She enjoyed the game.
She was good at pig or jig.
She very much enjoyed the game.
I could listen to your interview with Peppa Pig all day.
Well, unfortunately...
Hello, Chris Miles.
Hello, Peppa Pig.
Hello, Chris Miles.
Hello, Peppa Pig.
When you first played the music, I thought it was going to be strictly pig dancing or something.
No, it's not strictly pig dancing.
Piggly come dancing?
No, pig or jig.
All right, okay, very nice.
It really is as simple as that. I've listened back to this clip before, and all I would say is that I sound a lot more enthusiastic in this clip than she does towards the end. But it was a pleasure to meet Peppa Pig, and thank you very much for coming in.
All right, well, let's hear you then.
I just want to say, on behalf of everyone who listens to our show, whether they've heard of you or whether they haven't heard of you, they soon will, because you are going to be a huge global megastar. Just so you know that.
Okay, then.
Fine. Okay, then, bored loser.
Adam in Manning Tree, Peppa Pig does not sound like Cher Lloyd.
No, is that what they've said? No. Not at all, in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Hello, Chris Miles.
Hello, Peppa Pig.
So thank you very much to Peppa for coming in, because she's very busy at the moment doing lots of stuff.
We have a video of you and Peppa Pig.
What a treat.
Actually, it's currently not working.
Right,
but hopefully we'll be working very soon. So when you get to the office or, you know, you're up later on, have a look at your computer and you'll see the video on Radio 1's website.
Hello, Peppa Pig!
Hello, Chris Miles!
That's nice.
Very good, Dominic. Big pig news.
It was massive, massive pig news.
I like that. Very
She's nice, isn't she? Mm.
And you got your photo taken?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yeah, I insisted.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm.
And Merry Christmas to Peppa Pig, to George Pig,
Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig,
and all the pig family. Mm-hmm.
Let's hope Peppa gets the yo-yo, because that's what she wants.
And the new boots
and
for
the new
jumping
wellies.
In muddy puddles.
Hello, Chris Miles.
All right, leave it now, Peppa Pig. All right, well, that was lovely. And now let's go from something lovely to something else lovely. When Maverick Sabre came in to see us the other week, he did Fairy Tale of New York, so we're going to play it for you now to keep you in the nice piggy festive mood.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
here is Mr. Maverick Sabre with Fairy Tale of New York.